Jennifer, we've got a few minutes to talk about chicken.
Yes, about
First
chicken.
Of all, are we going to talk about chicken every single Wednesday?
You know, that is my hope and my dream.
Mine too.
I don't know if it's possible. We'll have to consider making a whole new segment.
I am a passionate cook. I cannot wait to read this article.
So this article is a great, really basic cooking lesson from Melina Savoravong. And she is a Humboldt County native, and she's living in Oakland now. But she does a lot of work in, like, food styling and food shows and things like that. But she has a very basic lesson on how to brine chicken. And I know everybody, like, talks about brining when we get to Thanksgiving and whatnot. But she's talking about just if you're going to eat a chicken breast, eat a chicken thigh, or et cetera. Her recipe that's included is just for a pair of chicken thighs. Like, no big deal. Not making a whole giant feast for a family, just a simple weeknight meal. But why not treat yourself and actually make it as good as it possibly can be so that it's got the crispy skin and the juicy, flavorful inside? And she does also talk about crimes against chicken, which is when
Can we hear a crime?
A crime against chicken. She describes whipping a pack of chicken out of a man's hand at a barbecue because he was just slapping breasts directly onto the grill with no seasoning and no prep, straight out of the package.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, he was a monster.
He's a monster.
Unnatural.
Was it skinless? Oh my goodness.
Probably. It sounds like the kind of person who would buy boneless, skinless breasts and just put them on the grill.
But really, there is an issue, especially if you're cooking for your family and you're very busy and, you know, doing a chicken breast or a chicken thigh is one of the easiest, quickest things you can do, but you can mess it up so easily.
You can, but you can prep ahead of time the night before. Like, you buy some chicken, and the night
before. Did you see the look on my face when you said prep the night before?
Yes, your eyebrows went into your hair. But you throw it into, you know, a little container, like a dish or whatever, a covered bowl, with basically salty herbed water, and you leave it, and you forget about it. And then the next day, when it's dinner time, you take it out, and you just cook it really quickly, and it will taste like you're in a fancy restaurant, instead of tasting like sad chicken because I'm not going out tonight.
Right. And thighs are a little more forgiving than breasts are, but still, it's really easy to mess it up. That sounds really great.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
It's a public service.
It is a public service. And you should make a citizen's arrest anytime you see chicken crime happening.
Well, Jennifer Fumiko Cahill and Thad Greenson, thank you both so much for coming up to the studios and sharing what's in the North Coast Journal this week on newsstands. As we speak, pick up a copy.